Rosestad het 'n gedragskode geteken wat deur die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika bekragtig is. Onder hierdie kode verbind ons ons tot die weergee van akkurate nuus, billike kommentaar en programme wat nie aanstootlik, onwelvoeglik of skadelik is nie. As jy dink ons nie aan die aanlyn kode voldoen nie, kan jy die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika verwittig. Rig klagtes aan die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika, posbus 412365 Craig Hall 2024 of stuur die e-pos aan bccsa@nabsa.co.za. Vir verdere inligting besoek www.bccsa.co.za.
AgriScoops word met trots geborg deur BASF. BASF se landbouoplossings help boere om volhoubaar te produseer en hul oeste te beskerm met gevorderde tegnologie en innovasie. Hallo, ek is Eddie Goldberg en hier is ingeskakel by AgriScoops, die middelpunt tussen die boer en die verbruiker. Ons gesels vandag oor die jongste skatting van die oeskattingskomitee in terme van graan. Maar soos ouer gewoonte, kyk ons eers na die landbou nuus hooftrekker. Die minister van landbou John Steenhuisen het politieke leiers reg oor die vasteland uitgedaag om hul verpligtinge na te kom om landbougroei en produktiwiteit te verbeter. Minister Steenhuisen het maandag tydens die opening van die bekendstelling van die omvattende Afrika landbouontwikkelingsprogram strategie te praat. Hy het beklemtoon dat volgehoue investering in landbou noodsaaklik is om armoede en honger uit te roei, terwyl produktiwiteit reg oor die sektor verbeter word. Die Departement van Werkskepping en Arbeid is in gesprek met die Openbare Beleggingskorporasie OBK oor die status van die pluimveeprodusent Daybreak Foods. Die maatskappy word deur die OBK besit. Dit volg na onlangse mediaberigte oor die bedryfs, finansiële en reputasie uitdagings by die maatskappy. Daar is ook vroeër berig dat duisende hoenders van kant gemaak moes word by plase wat vir Daybreak Foods hoenders grootmaak weens swak voeding. Ons gesels vandag met die hoofekonoom van die Landboubesigheidskamer van Suid-Afrika, Agbus, Wandile Sislobo. Wandile, die jongste oeskattings is op 30 April bekend gemaak. Wat het hierdie skatting behels?
On the 30th of April, we received the third production estimate for the 2024-25 production season. That comprises all of our grains and all seeds that are planted in the summer season. Now, that is white and yellow maize, it's sunflower seed, it's soybeans, it's groundnuts, it's sorghum, and dry beans. For some time now, we knew that we had planted at least a fair decent area of around about 4.4 million hectares. You compare that with what we planted in 2024, it's pretty much the same season.
Wat is die landbouomstandighede tydens hierdie seisoen waarop die komitee sy data bekendgestel het?
This time around then, we planted that decent area, but much of that was planted late by roughly a month. We could not receive rainfall at an appropriate time that we typically receive it at. For example, in the eastern regions of South Africa, you want to receive rain from around about mid-October, going into mid-November, even at the end of November. And that's where you plant a lot of yellow maize and soybeans. And in the western regions of the country, you want to receive that rain from mid-November all the way to the end of the year. The rain was late by roughly a month, and that was not pretty much really a train smash, because we've had seasons where we have planted outside that optimal planting window. We're outside now of that time, and thankfully I haven't heard anybody talk about frost.
Wat het die komitee einde April gesê in terme van verwagte graanooste?
The data that we received placed all of South Africa's summer grain and oilseeds production forecast at about 18 million tons. Now, you compare this with last month, it is up marginally by 0.05. So, really a mild uptick from where we were in the previous estimate that was released in March. Now, this is the third production estimate that is at 18 million tons. Now, if you look at all of these crops and say, were there any deviations on a month-on-month on this? Absolutely there were. For example, maize was lifted by roughly 1% from the previous month. We now have a maize crop of, I would say, 14.7 million tons, while soybeans and the sunflower were slashed by from last month.
En dit was die hoofekonoom van die Landboubesigheidskamer van Suid-Afrika, Agbus, Wandile Sislobo. Dankie dat jy vandag by ons ingeskakel het. AgriScoops word met trots geborg deur BASF. BASF, die naam waarvoor jy moet vra. Vir meer inligting, besoek ons webtuiste by www.agro.basf.co.za.
Roosestad.